Hello, hello, and welcome back to Gay Spoiler. I'm your host, Zeke, and I'm very excited to be here today with a good friend of mine to talk about something we both have some passion for, something that's been a big part of my life for a long time, and I'm assuming yours for a while. I don't know. We'll get into that. This is our first time sort of tackling like a individual pop figure in sort of like the cultural sphere of queerness. So I'm very excited to have Aaron Guillot here. I say it right?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
So Aaron and I met through work here in Chicago. He is a Baton Rouge native. He's been in Chicago just a little over a year.
Correct.
A little over a year. And I don't remember how I learned that you were a Taylor stan. I think it was through...
I can tell you.
Okay.
Because the very first time that I ever met you was at work, and you were having dinner or a drink or whatever, and you were wearing a Folklore t-shirt at our restaurant.
Wow.
And immediately I was like, I need to get in touch with this guy.
Wow.
So
it was a Folklore sweater.
Yeah. I mean, I can clock Folklore merch from a mile away. So
yeah.
I immediately did. And I think followed you on Instagram and saw again another like Taylor merch moment. So yeah. I was like, I need to get in touch with this guy about this.
Yeah. So I think you found me on Instagram because I watched your story before you had followed me. So I'm wondering if maybe that's how you saw me on Insta.
Maybe so. That makes sense.
Yeah. No, I remember that because I was on the patio having lunch or something, and another server brought you over to like introduce you because you were newer.
Our friend David.
Yes.
I remember it just like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And I was like, that was a very odd thing for him to do, to bring another server to say, hey.
I didn't want to do it.
You were bullied and peer pressured.
I was being a good, you know, new hire.
Yeah. Yeah, you took me to my first Taylor night. There's actually another Taylor night happening tonight. This is being recorded on a Sunday here in Chicago. This will come out not on a Sunday, but stay tuned to see if I end up going to Taylor night tonight.
We're very lucky in Chicago. We have actually plentiful Taylor Swift nights. You know, you can find one probably at least every other weekend.
Yeah.
So
where's your favorite ones to go to?
The best one is Scarlet, because that's the most dedicated crowd.
Yeah.
But Roscoe's has it every 3 Sundays.
Oh.
So you have that kind of more regular.
Okay.
So
I will say 3 Sundays ago then, the last time I went to Taylor night, I shamefully contracted strep throat.
Don't blame the Swifties.
I don't know if I do, because prior to COVID, I would get strep 3 to 6 times a year.
That's a lot.
And the 2.5 years of wearing masks and COVID, I got it 0, and it was very nice. So I think truly the first time I go out, no one's wearing a mask. Everyone's on top of each other,
singing, yelling,
particles flying everywhere.
And
I got strep, and I actually the next day or the day after that, I went on a date. And that whole date, I was like, fuck. Like, my throat, I know what this feels like. I know what's coming. And then I was like, kind of like keeping my distance, because I was like, fuck, I don't want to have strep and then have to, this guy be like, whoa, watch out. I've got strep.
Right.
And they have to be like, okay, well, you have it because of me. But so the kissing, the little makeout we did was not good because I wasn't committing to it.
Right.
Scared. Yeah. And then later that night, he was like, I just don't think like that romantic connection is there. And in my head, I'm like, it's because I didn't want to give you strep throat.
Yikes.
The next day I woke up with a fever. I couldn't speak. My tonsils were fucking huge. And
yikes.
That was that.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. So tell me about Taylor and that journey for you.
Totally.
How did that start? Did it
happily start?
Are there like country roots there?
I know my roots with this, because I remember it again vividly. I was sitting in the room of my now ex-girlfriend. Okay. So I am 14 years old, okay, dating a young lady, and she has me in her room. We're listening to a CD on a boombox.
Wow.
And she's like, I love this song. And it is Teardrops on My Guitar. And I was, you know, really enjoying the music. We played the next song. We listened to the album. And she and I kind of like bonded over this. Obviously, we break up. And still friends to this day. She's wow. doing well, married happily. We ended up going to my first Taylor concert together, which was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have a little water park. Okay, this is like crazy to hear of like a Taylor Swift concert this way. She performs at an amusement park. Okay, there's probably 200 people Jesus. In the crowd.
What year is this? How old are you?
I mean, this was whatever year her debut album comes out.
Wow.
And so yeah, she sings like our song, and I was probably three rows away and was enjoying it casually. And if I could go back, I would have paid like a lot more attention and really reveled in the moment. But at the yeah. time, I was like, okay, this, you know, pop, you know, this country girly is coming through town, and we were just enjoying it on a nice like summer night. So
were you a big country girly back in the day? Were you yeehaw at all?
I was mildly yeehaw. Okay. I've always liked a romantic like sad song, and so I think like any romantic sad song for me will do it, and some of them are country.
Yeah, yeah.
But they could be of any variety.
Yeah, I think that's something that's very queer. Just like liking and having that attraction to romantic sad songs.
Wanting a good sad moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I with all forms of media, yeah. I like a good sad movie, a good sad song.
Yeah.
Make me cry and I'm your number one fan.
Yeah. So my Taylor story is actually eerily similar. I think I was in third or fourth grade on the bus, either home or from a field trip. I don't remember. I remember being on the bus sitting by a good friend of mine, Alex Wade. Her mother used to be my art teacher, but now I have her blocked on Facebook.
not bad.
Yeah. We were sitting there, and she had like the very first generation of an iPod. And she was like, Zeke, come here. Come listen to this song. I really like it. I think you will too. And I think it was our song.
Mm-hmm.
And that... for me was, whoa, this is a good song. I appreciate you showing me this song. Thank you for sharing that with me. This is really cool for both of us to have this song that we like. Keep playing. Let's listen to more. I find out down the road that that was like her flirting with me. Like, hey, listen, it's our song.
It's your song. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's the same as Green Door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was, that I think was my first introduction to Taylor. And I remember thinking, whoa, that's really cool. I want to find more. I remember seeing the CD with like the curly curls and like the bluish green and the dress, and mm-hmm. and then seeing the Our Song music video on CMT. CMT was huge for me too growing up. Like I would wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning to get ready for school, to eat breakfast, and it would always be like the top 20 countdown or whatever it was, and I would just sit and watch all of the top 20 music videos every single morning. They usually only changed every week. So
right.
every day it was always the same music videos over and over. So it's like, ooh, I know what one's coming up next, et cetera, et cetera. But no, that was my first Taylor intro. And I think you've seen her 11 times, yeah.
11.
Okay. First of all, that's insane. That's cuckoo. But second of all, what are you going to do for number 13? I'm assuming that'll be a big one, yeah?
That will be a big one.
What tour do we think that's going to be?
I hope it's in Chicago. I have traveled before. I will travel again if I need to. But it would be nice to finally see her in my new like hometown, because yeah. I'm enjoying my time here. And I hope to see her at Soldier Field or United or wherever it is.
Wrigley?
Wrigley would be fine. But... I don't know. I will dress up and relax and not drink. That's my thing that I have been like doing my last most recent Taylor concerts, because plenty of them, like after I turned 21, it was like go and party, and then I always regretted. So nowadays it's like Taylor concert, got to be sober and like paying attention and remembering this moment forever.
I my old roommate went and saw someone that he loves, Grizz.
Yeah.
Saw Grizz, and don't worry, I'm not dropping your name, old roommate. But he was just so fucked up the whole time that he doesn't remember it, and that was his biggest regret that year.
Literally. Yeah. 1989 I saw, and I was very like, I don't know, 22 or 23 or however old I was, and very like partying.
Yeah.
And I really regret that I got fucked up that night, because we actually snuck into like VIP first row, and I was like, really should have had a great time, and I did.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it as crystal clear as I wish I did. Ugh. But I still had pictures and videos, and I remember generally speaking.
Yeah.
But going forward, that's like my rules with Taylor concerts.
Yeah. What do you think it was about Taylor in the beginning, in the R song, in the Teardrops on My Guitar era, that spoke to you, brought you in? Were you also, did you have any queer inklings inside you then?
Very soon after.
Yeah.
You know, like I came out at like 14 or 15. Wow. So me and the young lady I referenced earlier broke up and kind of became friends like immediately afterwards. And we still reveled in like what would now be called Swiftiedom, but of course definitely didn't have a name then. At that time though, I have always been like a hopeless romantic, and obviously that is a big MO for her, especially in her younger times.
Yeah.
So I think that was definitely what it was for me, was that I, you know, enjoyed the ups and the downs and the heartbreaks of premature love, and kind of went on into adult love, and still riding that roller coaster now, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what is it, do you think, about Taylor that speaks to the gays outside of that like hopeless romantic sort of, I mean, if you're thinking like, obviously 1989 is so different than Reputation. What is it about Reputation that some people like, some of the gays like?
You know what I think the gays like about Taylor, and myself included, is that there is a narrative to follow, like in a way that no other artist has. The funny thing about Taylor Swift is that it's almost like a movie that you have to have actually consumed all of the like knowledge beforehand to kind of like appreciate the like songs and the media now. Like if you don't really know about past relationships or like her kind of like strife in the media, then you really might not appreciate some of the like songs that she has now. And so I think that like ongoing like narrative and drama and investment, I think gays get down with that. I definitely do. And we can all kind of catch up and kiki and gossip about like, you know, what's gone on with it, and the men and the, you know, businessmen that have brought these ups and downs. So I think that's interesting for me personally.
Yeah, I think even as like speaking to that as recent as now, with all of the re-releases and all the new songs from the vaults, like from these albums that are 10, 13 years old, when All Too Well 10 minute version comes out, like it serves you no purpose if you have no idea
right
what was going on or why exactly Jake Gyllenhaal is important to that story.
Exactly. Yeah. Like to a normal person, you're like, why is she re-recording these albums?
Yeah.
Why do we care about this story? Why have we been like mythifying? I can't think of the correct word, but wanting this like 10 minute version of this song that we've heard about for so long.
Yeah.
You would have to kind of like be invested. And I think that that is a big draw for me.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it blew my mind when that was a song she performed on SNL, like the full 10 minute version that network TV said, Yes, you can perform a 10-minute number with an entire video playing behind you because this is exactly what people want to see and want to hear.
Right, as opposed to the typical SNL formula of
Right.
two songs, we
Yeah.
got one fantastic Taylor.
Right.
So
Did you like that performance?
I did. It was lovely. I tuned in. I was excited that whole like 2 week period. It
Yeah.
was like any Taylor album release week or couple of weeks is a fanatic time for me. And I'm very annoying to all of my friends at
Yeah.
that time. I'm like, you know, if you don't want to hear about it, please avoid me. Please avoid my social media because I'm going wild.
What do you think is the most queer or queer-friendly Taylor Swift album?
I think that Reputation definitely gives the most.
Bitchy gay?
No, it's
No.
giving Gaylor.
Yeah.
It's giving very kind of some sexy, flirty. She's drinking wine.
Which is
She
inherently gay, yeah.
inherently gay in the
Yeah.
bathtub of all places.
Yes.
And you know, I think at that time it was very like she was with the girl squad, and you know, there's a lot of like rumors floating around that time. There's a lot of people who really believe in a like a Karlie Kloss love affair, a number of girls.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to that personally.
Yeah.
Do you? Do you have any opinion on Gaylor theory?
I don't know how much I buy into that.
I don't buy into it at all.
I think living in like this world I create in my head with like fanfic and like the stories I read and stuff like that, it's fun for me to imagine if that were true, but I fully don't think that it is.
Yeah.
I like the idea of what would happen if I like the thought of the drama and the stir that it would cause if Taylor admitted that there's truth behind those rumors.
And she would never.
Right, exactly. But if she did, I would love to hear the song where she uses like a female pronoun, you
Fuck yeah.
know?
Of
Like that
course.
would be fun for me.
Of course.
Like even when listening to what's the
I know
one?
exactly what you're about to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead, go
The
ahead.
newly released song from like Red, where the rhyme matches up to be she. Is that what you're talking
Yes,
about?
yeah.
I don't know the name of the song. It's
Yeah.
escaping me, but I
Yes.
know exactly what you're talking about. There's a lot of like wind behind the Gaylor theory.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to it though,
Yeah.
but it's amusing.
Yeah, it's fun.
So.
It's fun. What when you're talking about the girl squad, who is that Reputation girl squad?
I mean, at the time, it's a lot of Victoria's Secret models. It's Lorde. It's,
Who in my mind is still 13.
but she's not
Yeah.
all grown up. I'll see her
Wow.
next Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the, of course, Hailey Bieber's, what's her first name? Or what was her maiden name?
I don't know. Will no.
Oh, Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Friends with all those girls.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, it was like they were having sleepovers and pillow fights. And, you know, it was
It was different than the
interesting.
sleepover. It's different than the sleepover and pillow fight she was having with Selena and Demi and Miley back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think probably for a like female fan, like a female, like queer fan, there's probably a lot more interest in it because
Yeah.
you know you want to be seen, as we all know and understand. So I think there's probably a lot of other girls out there seeking it, and maybe for the gays we're like not as worried about it. We're like,
Yeah.
okay,
Yeah.
well, probably not, but let's talk about Joe Alwyn because he's hot.
Yeah.
So
What Taylor song do you see yourself the most in?
a lot. I mean, over the years, I mean, there's been like so many songs that are like, oh, this
Yeah.
is the one that's like, she's writing for me. So it
Right
changes.
now where
If
you are in your life,
right
if someone
now,
was like,
my favorite
this is the song about
and
you.
song that reflects on me is Mirrorball.
Oh,
Are you a fan? Are you
I
familiar?
do. I have the Mirrorball shirt.
Love that. So do I.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's just about how, like, people might think you have it together. But on the inside, we're all trying fucking hard and life is tough. And it's not always perfect, but we do our best. Wow. And that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, so. You can't see right now, but he's actually crying.
I am.
He's crying sobbing. Into the microphone. Mm-hmm. Sobbing, tears, heavy, mm-hmm. heavy. Mirror ball.
But it could, that has changed 100 times.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what Taylor song I would say is my mantra. I don't know. It's very specific, but Cornelia Street mm-hmm. is just like.
So before Folklore, Cornelia Street was yeah. like my, the, I loved it.
It's so good.
So do you know that Swifties go to New York City for album release weeks? Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so this is for the diehards.
Okay.
All right. We literally get in a plane,
uh-huh.
fly to New York City.
We meaning you. You've done this?
I have done this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got tickets to go see Good Morning America.
Jesus.
I got the tickets 3 days before. Well, Good Morning America says, hey, you got the ticket 3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to buy tickets to New York City, take off of work, fly out, get a hotel. Good Morning America starts at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So you're in line outside of Central Park at 2 o'clock in the morning, you and 1,000 other people.
Mm-hmm.
We go, it's a very brief thing. She sings 3 songs. It takes up 7 hours of our lives. but you meet up, we go to a bar. All this is to say that we all met at Cornelia Street, at her old apartment, yeah. which is actually there, and we take pictures outside and
wow.
So I have a picture with the sign from Cornelia Street.
That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So wow. I've been there.
Wow.
Worth outside of Taylor Swift's house. Yeah, it was cool. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but that
tangent
night.
Tangent.
Yeah. So it was for Lover release week. Yeah, yeah. Was when I went. And night before the album comes out, go to a gay bar.
Which gay bar?
It is called Vodka Soda Bottoms Up.
Oh, Vodka Soda.
You know?
I lost my Southwest, Hell's Kitchen? My Southwest credit card.
Yes,
lost there.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. That was by my hotel. And I was nearest gay bar.
I sure did. And I made my friend lug. Oh my God. Wait, this was on the trip that I went to. Sorry, with Amy. Amy, you can unmute and comment on this. sorry, Amy's a friend and also helping produce this episode.
Amy's a friend and a regular host.
Yeah. That was the same trip that you were there, I think. Well, we went.
Was that my 54 blow?
Yeah, I think. I don't remember, but I lost it there. The last charge was there. I went back the next day and I was like, is it here? They're like, no. I was like, okay, well, I know it is because I didn't take it anywhere else. And the tab is still open here. You haven't ran it to close it. Wow, yeah.
I thought you were going to say it's still open to this day.
And it still is open to this day.
So,
it could be.
So that night before the album comes out,
mm-hmm.
I'm completely alone. I know nobody in the city. Mm-hmm. I'm there for a Taylor Swift event.
Yeah.
And meet this random guy.
Classic Aaron.
He does not like Taylor Swift.
Oh.
He is a, as he told me, Selena Gomez fan. Oh. I was like, well, related. But alas, that night it starts pouring rain. We're outside leaving, going back to my hotel. And he opens his phone and he plays Taylor Swift and he gets down on one knee. This man was very drunk.
Yeah.
He proposed to me
wow.
in a very serious way.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, we've had a great time together for 2 hours tonight. And he was like, and I want you to move to New York City and marry me. And so in the background, we have Taylor Swift singing, and I miss screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain. It's 2 a.m. and I'm cursing your name. I told him no because I found out that he lived in New Jersey.
Ooh.
And I was like, it's Manhattan or bust yeah. for me. Or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But not New Jersey.
Yeah.
So wow. he stayed the night in my hotel. And the next morning we woke up and we listened to Lover the full way through. And then he left and I never spoke to him again.
Wow. Lover for me is, I was on a train from King's Cross Station. Well, it was a station next to it. But I was on a train from London to Scotland. and the album has just dropped, and I had pre-downloaded on my phone so I could listen to it because data, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I was on the train just listening to it, and it was very magical and very whimsical, going through, like, seeing the landscapes you see in, like, the Harry Potter movies mm-hmm. as you're going through Scotland. It was so fucking cool and so good.
You were forced to listen to London Boy.
Oh, yeah. And I was obviously, and I was in the UK for London Boy.
Right.
And it was a fun and magical 2 weeks that ended with a week in Glenfinland in Scotland. And so anytime I hear that album, I remember that. I remember listening to, like, London Boy and hearing all these things. And this was right after we had, like, gone to Cambridge and walked around the campuses and done all this stuff. And I'm like, whoa, this is so weird. So that's very interesting.
Yeah. We're two sides of the same coin. Yeah. Cause it's like, I went to Cornelia Street. I went skipping down 16th Avenue. So,
yeah.
You know, we're two sides. You're just across the pond.
Yeah.
That was all.
Yeah. I will say, I don't think Lover's not one of my favorites.
It has highs and lows.
Yeah.
High highs and low lows.
What's the high high of Lover?
Cornelia Street.
And the low low?
Miss Americana and my Heartbreak Prince.
Not me?
No.
Really?
Right in the middle.
You're pro me?
Brendan Urie's hot, and it's a fun, happy song. Yeah. If I want to be in a good mood, it's nice to put on.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. I want to kind of cross over to the drama that has always been a part of the Taylor fandom, stand-up, as well as, like, Taylor's life herself. Everything from the fights, the Mean Girls, her sort of fallouts with people. First and foremost, where does Taylor stand with Demi?
They're not friends.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because Demi's very, like, pro Scooter Braun, out and loud and proud.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Which, you got to play your cards right. So I understand everyone's playing the game.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, I think that it's a big draw for a lot of us. I mean, I have enjoyed following along for all of these years. And I think that her and her team are probably experts in having, like, a constant narrative going, you know, because you do need to stay in the news, but you also don't need to be desperately attempting to, like, get attention.
Right.
So she always has, like, a narrative ongoing. So it could be, you know, in the past, boys. It could be Kanye West. It could be
jury duty.
At this point in time, it has kind of become, like, artists' rights and, like, owning your masters, which I think is a lot more respectable than some of the fights that she's had in the past. So I'm like, okay, if this is what you want to have as your, like, 2021, 2022 narrative, then that's a good one. It's a good hill to die on.
What's your favorite historical Taylor fight?
Let's see. I mean, I would say that, I mean, there's been a lot, but I'll go down with, you know, a classic. You know, she turned the Kim Kardashian, Kanye West videotape into a moment, into an album, into a music video that she just won't let go. but I think that's my favorite. So I will use that as my final answer.
Okay.
So, but specifically, not just the Kanye, but the Kim and the Kanye, the video, which came out, of course, from Kim Kardashian's, at that time, Snapchat, which was popular. And then later, 2 years afterwards, we had, like, a full unedited video, and it kind of, like, redeemed her.
Yeah.
But am I allowed to ask you questions if you're the host?
Yeah.
So on the stance of Kanye calls Taylor and says, yo, I have this song, and it starts, I think me and Taylor might still have sex. And she says, all right, that's cool. Then the song comes out, and she says, how dare you put me in the song like this?
Mm-hmm.
They release the video. Taylor says, well, I never consented to you calling me that bitch. Do you think that that was like a cop out and she didn't think that like she was going to get caught? And then she decided to say, oh, well, I never consent to you calling me that bitch.
I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah, for sure.
She was just like, oh, well, you didn't say that. I was like, well,
yeah,
sure. Seems like you agreed to this kind of like public, you know, PR move.
Oh, yeah. She knew him saying that would put her name
right
out there.
Yeah, it would be enticing.
Yeah.
And then she decided to say, that was not nice. So yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Because I like Taylor Swift. I think that obviously if you're the biggest celebrity on the planet, you have to be calculating and you have to kind of think out your PR. So I get it.
Do you think Taylor Swift is the biggest celebrity on the planet?
No.
Okay.
Close.
Top three?
Top three.
Who are the top two?
Can any of them be politicians? I think our biggest celebrities are probably Beyonce, Obama, and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Who are yours?
I don't know. I would say
you've never considered.
I would say like celebrity wise, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no pressure.
No, I mean Beyonce, Taylor's for sure up there on like a national global level. I don't know. I think maybe a few years ago I would have said Gaga, but yeah. I don't feel like she has that title anymore. But also I don't feel like she's fighting for it like she used to. Like it's not the most important thing like it probably was in the beginning. Because now she can do what she wants.
I would chat with you about it, but I don't want to delve too far away from the topic.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's all I got on celebrities with.
Well, I'm glad we can both agree, stats. Beyonce.
Yeah, for sure, Beyonce.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my favorite drama. But there's a lot. There's always something ongoing, and that is, I think, like a big part of the lore. Like, we always have rumors to talk about, and like opinions to have, and not every like celebrity has that. You know, most people kind of put out their art and you consume it, and then 1 year later you get more and you kind of talk about it then. But Taylor Swift has perfected kind of an ongoing narrative around her. Yeah. So
I've never thought of it that way, like but thinking about it, I'm like, whoa, every moment of Taylor's career there has always been something.
She has to have one.
Yeah,
right now it's, you know, artist rights, which is great.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. I want to take a moment to talk about the exes, all of Taylor's exes, because mm-hmm. they play such a big part, I think, in like all of Taylor stand-up, you know?
Well, some people would, you know, kind of cancel you for that and say, wow, you know, guys write about these girls that they've dated and it's like no one is tallying, you know, who they are, but Taylor Swift, it's like such a big part of her, like the public's opinion of her. So I'm just gonna put that out there real fast. But
I'm not.
I also have opinions on everyone's ex, so don't worry. I'm ready to also, you know, dish.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it is something that, as an artist, she was like, okay, I have this to write about, so I'll write about it.
Right.
And it just became like her thing, you know. I also don't think I don't agree with the people who are like, oh,
that's all
she's
going to
break
about.
Up with him and now write a song about him.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like everyone's got a song, you know?
All right. Let's take it from the top.
Yeah. Okay. So starting, and I don't know if this is in order. Is this in order? Brandon Borello? I think it might be close.
Right. So we're looking at like early before Taylor Swift was famous boyfriends.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't think any of us will have any solid opinion on these men, and I kind of wonder how their lives are now. And I hope that they are doing well, and I'm sure that they are, and like married and happy.
Uh-huh.
But they did God's work early on, you know. They laid the foundation.
Yeah. Brandon Borello, the song Tim McGraw was about him.
A classic.
Classic song.
That little black dress, you know.
Do you ever cry to Tim McGraw?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Jordan Alford, Picture to Burn, was written about him.
Ooh, you know what we need to discuss?
What?
Do you know that there's two different versions of picture to burn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's important for...
One's homophobic and one is...
That's important for the queer community.
One is pro-gay.
I'll tell mine that you're gay.
Which I'm fine with.
And do you know that this is my karaoke song?
Say it again, what?
This is my karaoke song.
This is your karaoke song?
Yeah.
Wow.
And when I do it, I make sure to say, I'll tell mine that you're gay.
Yeah, you have to.
And by the way.
Yeah.
I'm only ever singing karaoke at Replay.
Okay, which Replay?
Lakeview, gay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Andersonville is gay.
Hey, that's too far up.
Andersonville. I said Andersonville.
Yeah.
Andersonville is gay.
I understood.
Okay.
Nah, it's too far up there.
Drew Hardwick, teardrops on my guitar. Drew looks at me. Wow.
So I think this is really kind of like the first like widely accepted boyfriend of Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was he famous?
He, like, there are pictures of him and her together. Whoa. And like there's a yearbook picture. And so you can like kind of like find stuff about this guy.
How old is Taylor in her teardrops era?
She 13? Wrote it when she's like 13, 14.
Jesus Christ.
And then the album comes out when she's like 15 and 16.
Sam Armstrong. Sam cheated on Taylor, and in response, she wrote, should have said no. Wow.
I mean, what a dick. We have a big one coming up next.
Sam is currently on Twitter and actively writes hate posts about Taylor. I love that. We have to give him a follow.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
This is, I think, probably one of the first biggest ones.
This is the first big one.
Yeah, this is iconic. This, I think, to me, this was the first celebrity
canon
relationship.
Yeah, Taylor Swift yeah. relationship.
Oh yeah. This was okay, so this was important to me for a couple of reasons, because would you believe at the time
you were a Jonas Brothers fan?
Oh, hardcore.
Me too.
Hardcore.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, my favorite? Okay, so it was Joe. My favorite was Joe.
Trash.
Okay.
That feathery hair.
Oh, that's how my hair was. That's how my hair was. Side note, we'll take this tangent. Some people know this. My first ever concert, Jonas Brothers Burning Up Tour. Demi Lovato opened. This was before I was very loudly pro Demi. Why are they here performing this? I'm not here for them.
Right.
I actually skipped rehearsal for Aladdin, where I was playing Aladdin with my Jasmine, and we both went to go see this. Anyway, long story short, I had like white t-shirt, a vest. I was very JoJo. I had straightened my hair. Oh, I look like, okay, I'm not kidding. My mom can like comment on this. I looked so much like Joe Jonasson that if I would walk to the bathroom, and I did it.
I don't believe this for a moment.
Oh, no. I would be swarmed by people. There would be a line waiting when I get out of the bathroom. I did this for fun. Security ended up having to escort me everywhere I went afterwards. And there would be a line, and some like old women who had no idea what Joe Jonas actually looked like,
right,
would be like, "Oh my God, can I get a picture of you for my daughter?" And I'm like, "Sure."
Were you wearing like purple skinny jeans?
I had red skinny jeans.
It was an era.
Yeah. Oh man, I did look like, and I would like hide my face when I was walking around to like help the buzz and the stir. Anyway, that was my first Joe Jonas experience, really.
Yeah,
in person.
I was a Nick fan.
Okay, I was always pro Nick, pro Joe. I think now, I don't know. Then I was pro Nick.
I'm still pro Nick.
I'm pro Nick, but now I'm like,
Kevin has a fat ass.
No.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, he does, but Joe is hot. Joe is hot always still, I think. Nick is still Nick, you know?
By all means.
And I don't know what Frankie Bonus Jonas looks like now.
Me either.
Actually, I saw him on, he's on TikTok. I do know that. Okay, Joe Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's ex, Joe Jonas.
27 seconds.
Phone call? That was how they broke up?
Voicemail. Oh, no, phone call.
Ooh,
is it voicemail or phone call?
27-second phone call.
Okay, right.
That's how they broke up?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I forgave Joe for this because I was also a big Jonas Brothers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't so probably personally offended by things that happened to Taylor Swift. These days, I would have probably never forgiven Joe. At the time, it was dueling interests for me. and I forgave him. But definitely her first, you know, canon Taylor Swift relationship. Don't know. I want, at the end of this, I want to know, like, who you wish Taylor would have worked out with.
Ooh, okay, okay.
That's a good thing to consider.
Okay. I think another one that makes, another reason Joe is, like, so pivotal in this, because I think that's the first time there was multiple songs.
We write about, songs about exes. Yeah. So that's Fearless is that album. So those breakup songs were him.
Yeah.
It wasn't naming names. And I'll tell you kind of like this Taylor Swift trivia was that at that time, Taylor always said, I will never name names in songs about guys. And so she doesn't do it for Joe, but it ends up happening very soon afterwards. She goes back on her word of naming exes in songs. So she was like, no, I won't name Joe, but
did she name Joe in the next album?
No, she doesn't name Joe.
Oh, okay.
So I'll help you figure that out shortly if you want.
Moving on to Lucas Till.
Of Hannah Montana the movie fame.
Oh, I'm very familiar.
He was so hot.
Oh, there was this phone number. There was this phone number you
which she appears in. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift appears in Hannah Montana the movie.
Wow.
Singing
Hoedown Throwdown. The Climb.
No. Am I allowed to figure it out really fast?
Of course.
Okay, cool. I am ashamed that I can't think of what it is, but I will know in 5 seconds.
Lucas Till for me. Oh, so there was this music, there was this phone number you could call back in the day.
Crazier. Sorry.
That's
you
a song.
Make me crazier. Crazier.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Okay. Sorry.
This phone number you could call and like leave a voicemail for like these celebrities, and they would be able to like reply to your voicemails. It's like nowadays in this century,
Cameo,
kind of, yeah, basically Cameo, but it was free. And it was,
I bought $100 Sony Morgan Cameo once.
Oh my God.
For my brother.
There is for your brother.
Mm-hmm.
There is nowadays. Oh, what is it? You know how like almost every musician now you can text, is there like text me or whatever they text.
And Olivia Rodrigo is like, hey, it's me, Olivia. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, got it.
But sometimes they actually
will like pop in
and like actually
you.
Be them.
Right.
Yeah. Like my friend of mine, Max, has that feature. And I don't always, but sometimes I'll reply and be like, Max. And then sometimes it'll be him and he'll be like, hey, Zeke. Or it's someone on his team who is telling
that's
to
what
say
it
that.
Secretly is.
No,
yeah, whatever.
No.
So Lucas Till.
Lucas Till.
He called you.
So hot. No, he didn't. There was someone else. I don't remember. There was someone on the Hannah Montana show. What was his name?
Oliver.
No.
We got it. We got to go on.
Yeah.
We got to go on.
Lucas Till. You Belong With Me.
Yeah, that was a quick.
Oh, he was in the music video.
He was, yeah.
Oh, this one's big, and this one is for Amy. Taylor Lautner.
Is she a Twilight fan?
Oh, she squirts for Twilight.
Are you a Twilight fan?
No.
Me either.
For me growing up, it was, you can, if you are pro Harry Potter, you are not allowed to like Twilight.
Agreed.
And then we, as like the Harry Potter fandom, when Twilight decided to split their movie in half, we were like, you fucking copycats.
Right.
And then we had more reason to hate them.
Well, there was a lot of money to make back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taylor Lautner, nice guy, is now married to a girl named Taylor.
They're engaged.
Oh, apologies. Thank you. Thank you. Seemed like a nice couple. He doesn't get any more work. And I hope that he is just rolling in a royalty check.
Yeah.
That relationship was sweet. Did you see Valentine's Day?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Taylor
Swift. Oh, I wanted to. She's in that.
Taylor Swift is a bad actress.
Oh, the world globally accepts this.
A bad actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Cats?
Yeah, I did. I saw Cats at the Music Box at like a special screening just for
Cats. Completely alone?
No. There was probably 12 people and about 6 of them dressed up for it. Like,
in cat outfit?
As cats. Oh. And when there's like the conductor cat, this one guy who had dressed as a conductor cat started doing like mom, what's the thing where you follow around and you bump, 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 bump,
conga line. Conga line.
So started doing that around the theater and people started jumping on. And
did you get in?
Absolutely not. It was so embarrassing. I was like, this is the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
And it's a bad movie.
Yeah, it was so bad. And I was like, I am pretty high and this is still pretty bad.
Did you see The Giver, the movie with Taylor Swift?
Did you know that's the one with the apples?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
No, but I have the book.
It was good when I was in sixth grade.
Maybe I did. I don't remember. So, I've read a lot of books.
No hard feelings for Taylor Lautner? Any hard feelings from you?
No. No. You know who I wish she would have dated?
We have a big one.
I wish...
Oh, Robert Pattinson?
No, no. Who's Bridget Terabithia boy?
That is like a deep cut actor.
Yeah. No. He's Hunger Games. He's Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Amy? She's looking it up.
You loved all of
He's PETA.
PETA, yeah.
What's his name?
PETA. PETA, no.
She's on the soundtrack.
Josh Hutcherson.
Josh Hutcherson, yes. Mm. She is on the soundtrack. Actually, whenever all of Taylor's music was removed from Spotify, the Hunger Games song.
See, that was another narrative.
And the Boys Like Girls song were the only two are closer that than were one. On Spotify. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Great song though. Yes. The Civil War Kids, right? Yeah. Is the name of the other band. Yeah. Safe and Sound, but
Safe
love it.
Oh, I love Safe and Sound. All right. John Mayer.
So this is where she breaks her. She was like, I'm never gonna name an accent song, and then fairly clearly, you know, Dear John. I think he sucks. I think he's known around the world to be like a predatory guy. He's had a lot of like negative press cycles just time and time again.
Yeah.
But he can strum a guitar and I do enjoy some of his music. You? Or you never listen?
He has fun music videos, I think. Is that him?
Sure. Don't we all have fun music videos?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but I have ill will on this one because I think he is a bad guy and I am glad that she called him out.
Yeah.
I said, don't you think 19's too young?
Yeah. That was
he good. Was 30 something.
So. Oof. Oof. Yeah. This was a short, sweet, and swift one. Corey Monteith.
I can't picture him.
He is Glee.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Glee.
Were you a Gleek?
I watched the first season and then I stopped.
You're giving Gleek.
Oh,
I have no opinion on.
I think
Corey.
I think, R.I.P. If so, but this might be the one that died.
Oh damn!
I think both of them died. I think the main one and Puck both died.
We got to skip
or,
on.
Jake. One was a pedophile.
Yeah,
or child porn or something like that. All right, we're gonna go to that. We're gonna go to that Jake. One. Jake. Wait, hold on. The song Enchanted is about Adam Young of Owl City. She never dated him, though.
So, I mean, it's just person that Taylor Swift has wrote a song about.
Yeah, I love Enchanted. It's one of my favorite songs, though.
It is great. It's doing well on TikTok these days.
Yes.
It's so funny how, like, you will see a song from 15 years ago now, like, charting on the billboards for the first time, and you're like, there's only one reason.
Yeah, TikTok.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I
do. I opened TikTok today for the first time in a minute, and I had 1,047 unread TikTok messages people have sent me.
Oh, you participate.
Oh, I am very actively sending TikToks to people all the time.
But you post?
No. Okay. I send.
Okay.
And share.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
I was worried.
Do you post?
Absolutely not.
I'm 29. Do you view?
No.
No.
Only if they're sent to me.
My mom calls Reels TikToks. I think a lot of people
Good for
do.
Her.
A lot of people will say, oh, I sent you a TikTok on Instagram. And I'm like, yeah, that's not a TikTok. It's a reel.
No.
On Instagram.
No, I know the difference. I'm not that old.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. Big one, Jake.
Do you think that he has the scarf or his sister? Do you think either of them have the scarf?
I don't think so. I think it's just a device.
You don't think it's like hidden away?
No.
In like a secret place?
I don't.
I do.
So. You do?
I do.
You think it's like dry and crusty?
No, I think it's. I think it's.
If you know what I'm saying,
I don't. I think that it's pristinely kept, like a Versace wedding dress. Mm-hmm. You might get it professionally boxed, mm-hmm. and I think.
Oh my god! I just read a tweet about this woman who had her wedding dress professionally
That's
boxed.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
And it was, she would have loved it to go to her daughter's, but they're just way too big.
And it was David's bridal.
Yeah,
David's bridal. But no, I think that Maggie Gyllenhaal probably has it. Because
really?
I feel like her house is bigger.
Wow.
Because I feel like she's probably like in the Hamptons or something.
Yeah.
And Jake's in the city.
Okay.
So that's my thought. I think he sucks. Did you watch his SNL? Most recently?
I think, remind me, what were some of the sketches?
They're all bad.
Yeah.
So he opens talking about how he hasn't been on SNL for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when he was there, they were promoting Showgirls. Mm-hmm. No, none of it. It was bad.
I think I might have.
I was happy to see him flop.
Okay.
So, yeah. No,
Did you like Taylor on SNL?
Most recently?
Mm-hmm.
Three Sad Virgins?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Good.
And I don't always think she's funny.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny.
Are you familiar with the Taylor conspiracy?
Is it like an Avril Lavigne situation?
No, it's less of a conspiracy, more of just... Last Culturistas, Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers. Bowen Yang from SNL.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
They are both huge Taylor stans. So it was very exciting for me whenever I knew that Taylor was going to be on SNL and that he was going to fucking be
excited.
So excited, cream in his panties to like be there with her.
Right.
Anyway, they refer to Taylor as like Teardrops on My Guitar, Dear John.
Oh,
and then
I see.
Taylor is like, fuck you. I'm a bad bitch.
When she started
reputation.
Cursing.
Yeah.
When she started throwing around the word bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, ooh.
That's Taylor.
Okay.
There's a two, Evermore, Taylor.
Good. I thought it was going to go in a more like...
Taylor's dead.
Canceled. Oh. Like cultural appropriation
direction. No.
I was like, not the Shake It Off video.
No, it was just one time. God.
That
was rough.
Well,
ups
and downs.
Yeah, we live and we learn. Going on to, I don't know who this is. Connor Kennedy?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Because this is my vote for who I wish Taylor Swift would have ended up with.
Oh, Begin Again. So good.
Okay, but he's a Kennedy.
Okay.
Like of Kennedy
Like
fame.
An actual Kennedy.
An actual
Kennedy.
I think
I know someone that is a Kennedy, but not like Kennedy Kennedy. They're like from the Kennedys.
Adjacent.
Actually, is it Jack? It might be. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway.
Don't know Jack. But no, this is what I would have wanted because I think that Taylor Swift is very like Americana. And I think that's very like her brand is kind of the story of like an American life, an American girl, and kind of like rural girl moves to the city. And I think that's very the story of her.
And in a way, the story of us.
Oh, okay.
Next chapter.
Okay. I was going in a lyrical direction. And I think it is. And I won't go too far off on it, but I think that she was kind of conservative young girl who was told what to do and then goes on to be kind of like more urban and liberal leaning. And I think it's the story of, I think it's very Americana. And so that's why I would have loved the Kennedy relationship.
Yeah. What would you have loved the most about that?
Just because Kennedys are, I mean, you can't get more American than that, except for like maybe unfortunately like Bushes, but obviously that's
off
the table. But Connor Kennedy was cute. And I wish it would have worked out.
And I wish I knew what he looked like. Hold on.
He's handsome. Well, she actually kind of got in trouble because you know that he had just turned 18 and she was like 22.
22?
That's not that bad. Yeah.
I know. I was just
thinking
a lyrical thing.
Right.
Yeah, 22. His camera just moved and now
it's all good.
Blurry thing again. Okay. Okay, that's him. He
yeah.
looks like he's 12 here.
Right.
Baby.
No, he's 2 years younger than me.
Is this? Oh,
Taylor
look
and
at them
Connor.
There.
Well, that's when she bought her house in Rhode Island because the Kennedys.
Live out there. Okay.
Yes.
Do you see this?
I do.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad they can't see it.
I know. Okay. Next chapter, Harry Styles. Okay, this was a big one.
That would have been another good relationship.
I
mean, that is a power couple.
Oh yeah.
Especially,
I would not have ever liked to hear a song together, but
you would not have liked to?
No.
Me either.
But I think I would have gone the whole relationship being like, when are they going to do a song together? And everyone would have been thinking, oh, next album, and they just don't. And I'm
perpetual
so,
lyrical yeah. blue ball.
Yeah.
I think that it's better now. Like in retrospect, it sounds nicer because at that time, One Direction is like frowned upon.
It was, now, wait, at that time it was?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So in the past, One Direction was thought of as a shitty boy band.
Oh.
But now Harry Styles is kind of thought of as a... the world smiles upon him more. They yeah. think he's smarter. I think he's smarter. I think he's a better musician than That's What Makes You Beautiful, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Right. And he's kind of an artiste now in a way that he was never an artist then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I think he was less queer baity in 1D than he is now.
Do you think Harry Styles is bi?
I don't think so.
I do.
I want to think so.
I don't get my hopes up a lot, and I think Harry Styles.
The fanfic.
He's begging us to let us know that he is.
The fanfic I read would have you believe otherwise, but.
The only fanfic I've ever read was One Direction.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I used to read so much 1D smut on Tumblr back in the day.
I'm worried for you. I hope you have a good therapist.
Oh, I do. She is so great.
So troubled by all of your stories.
I'm talking to her tomorrow. We're not talking about fanfic, but she does know the name of my podcast. So I hope I have her IP blocked. No. Yeah, 1D was big for me. Like hashtag Larry, hashtag Zary. Oh my God. The Zane and Harry. Oof.
I thought Liam was the cutest.
Oh, no one else liked Liam.
I did.
I always, because he was like kind of dumb and I liked that in him.
He's still trying to be a musician too.
Yeah.
But none of them get the respect that Harry does.
Yeah, he looks a lot more chavvy now, Liam.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, all right. Well, moving on.
Moving on.
Calvin Harris.
This is a good one.
This is a strange one, right?
It was. Yeah. I heart TS. But my favorite part of this relationship is that, and this was a shitty thing that Taylor Swift did, and I love it, was that she co-writes This Is What You Came For, which goes on to become Calvin Harris's biggest song. Do you know this?
No.
Okay, do you know This Is What You Came For with Rihanna?
This Is What You Came For.
Ooh. Okay, so in the background of that song, is Taylor Swift vocals.
Wow.
And Taylor Swift co-wrote the song with him under a pseudonym. And said, I'll never tell anyone. Then they break up. He puts out one mean tweet about her. One day later, Taylor Swift said, well, I love co-writing that song with you. And outs the situation, which would have, you know, it was his kind of like career defining song.
Yeah.
And she was like, tweet about me ever again.
Wow.
And I love that.
That is fucking
And every
power.
Time I hear it now, I'm like in public, I'm at the mall. I'm like, there is no mall here. But wherever I am, it was playing at work the other day. And I was like, do you guys know who's like the backing vocals and wrote this song? And then everyone's like, shut the fuck up. I bet it's Taylor Swift. I have no idea, but I'm sure that's what you're getting at. And I was like, it's Taylor Swift.
That's great. That's absolutely something I do.
Well, yeah, me too.
100%.
After you break up.
Yeah.
All bets are off.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's good. I love that. Yeah.
So listen to it next time and listen to the...
Taylor Swift also has some backing vocals in a song she wrote for Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles.
And you know what? I told my friend about this the other day. I think that was fucked up too. Because so she writes a song for Sugarland.
It came out vaulted.
She writes a song for Sugarland.
Yeah.
Those poor people, I mean, they don't end up going on to have a career. Love Sugarland.
Jennifer Nettles had a career. She's been great.
They don't currently.
She was just in Chicago on Broadway.
Well,
and she just put out another album.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Anyway, we were just telling your friend the other day.
They don't go on to become super successful.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, I wrote you the song and, was very proud as like a songwriter. And then turns around and 10 years later is like, I'm actually going to put it on my album and it will be streamed more than your version ever has. Love Babe though. I think it's a great song.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh yeah, I do.
I would watch the music video all the time and Taylor's in her.
I haven't seen it. I'm a little behind on music videos. I know there are a lot of music videos I need to watch.
Oh, see, what me and all of my friends loved to do on like a Wednesday night mm-hmm. was like three bottles of wine and just like watch music videos.
Oh, I do that, but I always forget about Taylor. I do like, mine is like sad country song playlists. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I just did this. My colleague Annie, shout out Annie, the other night, I made her watch the music video to Tequila and then Marry Me. And those are so sad. It has Niles DeMarco, who is gay. I think he's gay. He's the deaf one that's gay.
No idea.
Yeah, yeah.
No idea. Niles DeMarco is.
I think he's gay.
He'll be hearing.
Amy's gonna go from his lawyers. Amy's gonna check up that Niles DeMarco is gay, so I'm not canceled.
But that's the music videos you enjoy.
Oh yeah, and then Legends by Kelsea Ballerini. Oh my god,
I like that too.
Have you seen that
music video? I haven't, but I know the song.
Oh my, you gotta watch that music video. I'll force you to watch it before you leave.
I can't wait. Okay, all right, moving on. Who's our next act?
Oh my god, calm down. The last one on this list is Tom Hiddleston.
Correct, and this is actually right before. This is our second to last ex. Well, this is the last ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he. Do you have the hots for Tom Hiddleston?
I do.
I hate that for you. A lot of people do. You're not alone.
I don't think it's Tom Hiddleston. I think it's Tom Hiddleston as Loki.
And this was a bad relationship. I think that Taylor Swift desperately wants to be an actress. I think she desperately wants an Oscar. I think this was what was going through her head when she started dating this man. Mm-hmm. And luckily, it leads us to a fantastic song known as Getaway Car, where she leaves him for Joe Alwyn at the Met Gala.
Wait, she left him at the Met Gala?
Do you not know this?
No.
Okay.
This is why you're here. This is why you're here.
This is what I came for.
Yeah.
As Taylor Swift once wrote. But, okay, Taylor Swift goes to the Met Gala with Tom Hiddleston.
Cool.
And she has that bleach bob.
Yeah.
And it was a look. Mm-hmm. She gets upset with him. They get in a fight. She sees Joe Alwyn there. She goes home with Joe Alwyn. The song is Getaway Car. And she says that he was running after her. I was screaming, no, no, no. And they get in the back of his car. And that was how their relationship began.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that the Met Gala? Wow. In 2018.
Wow. Joe Alwyn for me. And I think on my, what was it? I think in Red, White, and Royal Blue episode, I talked about this, but I think I would cast him as the prince in that. It's a book. It's a queer book. You probably,
well, he does lots of royalty stuff.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of his work?
I don't think I have.
Nothing?
But I like that his name is Joseph Matthew Alwyn.
Uh-huh.
That's hot. That's hot.
So he is in The Favourite.
Oh, love that.
Was, I think it got nominated for like Picture of the Year.
I think it won.
No. It may have won at like the Olivia Colman BAFTAs won. Or something. Or something like maybe that. One of the actresses won. But it didn't end up winning Best Picture because I was rooting for it. He did that. He's done like a lot of royally stuff. So that's like very much so up his alley. You can check it out. I would love to watch all of them with you. I know all of his
movies, all of, you know, his full discography.
I've seen them all. The first one being the worst, which is The Longest Yard.
Oh my God.
Oh no, wait, no. The Longest Mile.
Okay.
He's walking.
These are very different.
They are.
I was like, that one's a little too old, I think.
Yeah. So the military guy who has to,
Cadet Kelly.
Absolutely. I love that. So no, but he does lots of like your kind of shit that you would be into.
Fantastical.
We'll have to look it up.
Fantastical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to move on.
I know.
Instead of taking a break, we're going to jump right into a little quiz.
I can't wait.
Okay. I know you've done this before, but I'm going to put some Taylor songs on shuffle.
Okay.
And you're going to have to guess.
As fast as I can.
Yeah, as fast as you can. Where's my phone? Oh, I put over here. The name of the song. Do you think you're ready?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm nervous. It's like, what if I get exposed as, what if this has all been a lie?
It could be. So my version of this song that I play, of this game that I play is, this is, you can shame me later, but
Demi?
No, worse. I put every song from every Harry Potter soundtrack on shuffle, and I have to guess the movie name, the composer, the name of the song, and what's happening in the movie.
I hope you never get laid.
I am so fucking good at it.
I hope you never get laid.
I never do. And I think that's good why. I think that's why. Deserved. I think that's why I got strep throat.
Mm-hmm. Also.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I hope this can pick it up. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Message in a Bottle?
No.
This is the one, A Girl at Home.
No. Oh my God. You are not, you suck.
Is it titled Very First Time?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
First Night. Oh my God. Okay, next one.
Babe.
Babe, yep.
This is Me Trying. Invisible String.
Oh my God.
Coming of Ages, Come and Gone.
This is a bonus track.
Coming of Ages, Come and Gone. Oh, wait, shit.
I'll give you a hint.
At the restaurant. Give me a hint.
GTG.
I can't think of the name.
It's Time to Go.
It's Time to Go. Sorry.
Damn. All right, here we go.
Style.
One of my least favorite songs, actually, right here.
I hate that I like can only sing along to the songs. Sitting out the window. I'm pass because I'm not gonna get it fast enough.
Tolerate It.
Yeah, that is a bad song.
That's a bad song. Good. It's not good. Okay.
You belong with me.
There, that one took too long.
Cruel Summer.
Do this one and two more.
Ivy.
Yep.
Getaway Car.
That was fast. Right. Last one.
Lover.
Wow. That was
a good one.
Little ending one.
I mean, wow. I hope that she never hears and judges me.
Yeah.
I think I did okay.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, my ones that I knew I got pretty quick.
The first one. I think it was the first one that you just didn't get.
Yeah, we need to edit that one right now.
We'll keep that there. Keep it, David.
You know, I'm not going to get into it.
Best Taylor song.
You know that I love... I love Ivy. It's really hard for me to say a favorite. Best album is Folklore.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yours? Okay. Your opinion?
1989. For me,
it's very basic by chance.
I'm stuck there.
You're still at the restaurant.
Yeah. Worst Taylor song.
Bad Blood.
Not even like for fun.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Terrible song.
Worst album.
Speak Now.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't Enchanted on Speak Now?
It is.
Oh God.
Yep. And Dear John. And actually for the longest time, and probably if you ask me at another time, my favorite Taylor Swift song is Long Live, which is the closer.
That's good.
Cause yeah, love that song. But otherwise, weak album.
Is Speak Now and Sparks Fly on the same album?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like that those two things that sound
the same.
There's
a slut-shaming one. And it hurts me to say that because you know that Speak Now is the only entirely self-written album.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the only one that she wrote every song without a co-writer. So it pains me to say that.
Yeah.
But I think she was aiming too high.
Okay.
Sorry,
Taylor. And who... Okay.
Yeah. I need to ask. Did she ever perform... The my song. What's
Mary
it called?
Song.
Mary Song. Does she ever perform it anymore?
She does not. I love that song. That is honestly definitely like a top 15 for me, Mary Song. She does not perform it. I saw her perform it at Blue Bayou in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at my show that I talked about earlier, and mm-hmm. that's the only time I've ever seen her sing it.
Wow. I would say my favorite Taylor Swift song, just for the memory, is I Heart Question Mark.
Interesting choice.
It's so good. And when I'm at a Taylor night and they don't play it, I'm livid.
They always play it at Roscoe's.
Oh, and they always play it at Scarlett.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, every time I'm like, wait,
it's kind of a gay anthem, you know. Yeah. Gays like that. Yeah. They love a good poppy moment.
It's so good. It's so good. And she never performs it.
Yeah. And your least favorite song?
My least favorite Taylor song. Mm-hmm. I think probably
you're gonna say me.
No, Tolerate It.
That's a bad song.
It's bad. It makes me feel weird.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't understand what it's trying to do.
Yeah. The perspective of the
discarded
wife.
Yeah.
Not something we can relate to.
No, not yet.
Soon,
hopefully for all of us. Last but not least, who would you cast to play Taylor in a movie? Or an HBO miniseries or an Amazon Prime.
Okay, first off, do not put her on Amazon Prime.
She would.
She's had deals with them. She's had deals with everyone, which is smart. You know that I am not great at like film and actresses.
Okay.
I
feel like you've known more film people this
maybe. Interview. I mean, guys that Taylor Swift has dated, okay. But that's like unrelated to enjoying film. Why don't we just fuck it up and throw a wig on Maggie Gyllenhaal and let her do it?
Ooh,
mm-hmm. Just for fun.
That would be cruel.
It would.
That would be a
casually cruel
summer.
In the name of being honest.
Yep. Nice. Damn. Good.
Do you know about
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Like, no, actresses. Like, do you?
I know actresses.
Do you have a guess? Like, do you have a suggestion?
I think for Taylor, there's, what's her name? Amy. Sorry to keep referencing Amy. Amy, what's the name of that woman that looks like your dog?
Deborah Messing.
No, it's, Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, Seyfried.
I would do that. Yeah.
Solid choice. Cool. Have you been watching, The Dropout with her?
No.
Just Mamma Mia 10,000 times.
I've
since
never
you were
seen
13.
Mamma Mia. I've never seen Mamma Mia.
Oh,
I hate Mamma Mia.
All right,
I hate it, guys. We got
to wrap this because we have something really important to do, and that is
not watch Mamma Mia.
Wow.
No. But the only thing that's ever made me come close to wanting to watch Mamma Mia is when there was that video of that girl on the raft giving head to that guy. You know what I'm talking about? She was from Mamma Mia, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my god!
No,
I hope
I'm gonna Google who gave head on a raft.
That's Pamela and Tommy.
No,
that's on Hulu.
Yeah, that is on Hulu. Abbott Elementary is on Hulu. That's so fucking good.
It has like the first perfect Rotten Tomato score for a TV show.
Yeah, I told someone the other day. I was like, everyone in the world agrees that this is a good show.
As do I.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it.
That's it.
Fun.
Wait, I want to ask a little question.
Hold on. One question from Amy.
One question from the audience. Which line of any of her songs, the poetry, the simile, the metaphors, which line do you think is the most brilliantly written?
I think, and we'll throw it to the all-time beloved Taylor Swift song, is You Call Me Up Again. Just to break me like a promise, so casually cruel in the name of being honest. I mean, that, you know, I mean, like the relationships that I have ended and end up singing this song or like to myself, that line is just perfect. So for me. Yeah,
that's good. Wow. Nice.
Anything from you?
I can't think of anything.
It's okay. No big deal.
I know.
I mean, the All Too Well, you know, bridge crushes it anyway.
Oh, so. Every time.
Absolutely.
Cool. This was great. This was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for finally making it over here.
Of course.
Where do you want people to find you on social media?
They can if they want. Yeah, sure.
Only give your Insta.
Yeah, I only have an Insta. And it is at Aaron, AARON.Guillot, So GUILLOT.
Wow.
I do post a good Taylor Swift story probably like once a week. So you'll at least hear her in the background. You'll hear references.
At least once a week.
And then once like album release time comes around, you'll have like a good week of fun Instagram stories for me.
Yeah. So I would say very well curated stories from you.
Thanks.
You do like, you make it look good. Wow. You're good. You're good at Insta stories.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Someone else told me that. I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Oh, okay.
It's someone we know.
Oh, wow. Can't wait. All right. All right. Well, this has been great, everyone. Thank you for listening. Give us a follow at Gay Spoiler on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon. If you made it this far, give us a follow and a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It really helps out. It makes a big difference. This video of this podcast recording will actually be released on the Patreon. So if you want to see what we look like, see what we're talking about, and see us making faces that you don't get to see when you're listening to us, give us $1 a month on Patreon. That's literally all you have to do. You can give as much as you want. But anyway, thanks again for listening. This has been great. Bye.
Bye.